the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Rhonda Larson of East Grand Forks, Minnesota, started her term as chair of the U.S. Wheat Association's Board of Directors on June 8th at the group's annual meeting here in the Pacific Northwest in Bend. Michael Peters of Oklahoma is the new vice chair, and Darren Padgett of Grass Valley, Oregon, will serve for 1 year as the past chair. USW is the market development organization for the U.S. wheat industry. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says U.S. beef exports maintained a remarkable pace in April, surpassing $1 billion for the third time in 2022. Beef exports totaled just over 124,400 metric tons in April, 3% higher than last year and the fifth largest on record. Export values soared 33% over last year to $1.05 billion, second only to the March total of $1.07 billion. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom says global demand for U.S. beef continues to overcome challenges like inflation, logistics, and recent lockdowns in China. The U.S. Energy Information Administration forecasts a variety of U.S. energy prices will remain historically high through 2023. The outlook includes oil, natural gas, coal, and electricity, as seen in EIA's June 2022 short-term outlook. EIA Administrator Joe DeCarolis says although we expect the current upward pressure on energy prices to lessen, high energy prices will likely remain prevalent this year and next. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.